Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we present tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible truth and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. So here we are in a brand new year. I hope that you had an amazing holiday and that it was even bigger and better than you had hoped for. I offer my prayer and my wish and my hope that 2019 is your best year ever. I am sure intending for it to be my best year so far. And, I also intend on doing my part in offering tools and resources that allow you to have your best year yet as well. So, before we get going to today's tool, I want to tell you about one example of how my intentions have come to manifestation in helping you realize your best year ever. I'm offering on January 20th, I'm offering a little 3-hour class that is titled Making 2019 Your Best Year Yet. I'm going to be facilitating this class. It's a live event in person. You have to show up. It's going to be at Divine Connection Center for Spiritual Awareness, which is in North Texas. So if you're in North Texas area, please do whatever you can to attend this thing. I'm going to tell you more about it at the end of the show, and it truly is something that will help you set intentions that will help you create the best year ever. So anyway, we'll talk more about that in just a moment. The tool for today that we're really here to talk about, though, is reflect, release, and renew. You may want to have a few pieces of paper ready for this show, get some paper and pen, because I'm going to ask you to write some stuff down. We're going to go through it very quickly, so what you probably want to be writing down is the questions that I'm going to ask you or the challenges that I'm going to ask you to consider so that you can go back and revisit them after the show's over with. There's going to be opportunities to write things down as we go along, and I'll explain more as we get there. So we're going to break this tool down into the three categories found in its name, and we're going to begin with reflect. This one, you know, seems to be pretty easy to do. You know, we think that all we have to do is just remember back over the past year or beyond and just think of the circumstances. Well, it does start there. It does start by remembering those situations. As many of you know, if you've been listening to us for a long time, I'm not a fan of spending a whole lot of time looking back into the past. In fact, I rarely visit there, as I prefer to be more mindfully present in this moment, and the past interferes with that in some ways. However, reflecting over the past year can reveal to us some great learning and some lessons that can serve us in this moment. Some of you may want to reflect back beyond this past year, and that's okay. I do challenge all of you to stay mindful of your focus, though. When we focus on the hardships and the negativity and the pains and other negative emotions that we once lived through, it's really easy to relive those and get stuck there in each gory detail. So this reflecting thing that I'm talking about here presents a challenge. Knowing we could get stuck in the dark times of our past, you know, we have to question, do we really want to go back there? Well, the reason we do want to go back there, the benefits that we get from this practice, are that the situation we faced, where we felt hardships and negativity and pains, offer some of the greatest lessons and revelations for our life. So it is possible to look back and reflect on the lessons that we learned and the inner strengths revealed to us by going through those experiences, and not get pulled into the emotional distress of the situation. You know, in fact, it can be a quite pleasant experience when we approach it from a place of strength and truth. To look back from a place of truth, we must be willing to see the past situations without judgment or comparison. We must be willing to realize that our beliefs about the situation may just be jaded by our judgments or by the negative emotions that were going on at the time. When we look back with clarity, we will see the truth, and it may be totally different than what we experienced the first go-around. Even if your beliefs about the situation remain the same, shifting your perception now can open you to greater learning and growth. As we reflect back, whether it be for the past year or for a lifetime, we're looking at the lessons that we learned. We are looking at the inner traits and qualities we possess that guided us through the issues we faced. We are not focusing on the negativity of the situation other than to identify the situation itself. We want to acknowledge the feelings we had while in that situation so that we can understand how dire it may have been at that time. And the key word here is at that time, we've moved through them. It's no longer a dire situation. Again, this is not an invitation to fall back into the negativity that you once that you may once have experienced. Just as you can stand on the edge of a canyon and take in all there is to see without diving in, you can look at the past experiences without reliving them. Now, one thing to remember here is that as you look back at the situations of your past, you may have identified that you might identify as less than ideal. No, you experienced them the best that you could at the time. Do not get caught up in the beating yourself up dramas that go along sometimes with looking back. That's just inviting you to dive back in and relive the experience. Know that you did the best you could at the time. This process of seeing things differently is not designed to devalue the experience you had. The process is to expand the experience, to allow the experience to teach the lessons and bring out the positive and empowering inner traits that rise from the situations. When we are stuck in the middle of something painful or rough, it is difficult to see the power that we have. Reflections allow us to see those traits and those strengths that we may have been unaware of at the time. Once you identify the situation, the feelings, the experience that you went through, feel gratitude washing over you. Feel gratitude for the situation. Feel gratitude for the feelings. Feel gratitude for the experience. Even if they may have felt negative at the time, feel gratitude for them because they did allow you to learn and to grow. You may begin with gratitude that you no longer are living in that situation. You may begin with gratitude that you have moved beyond that situation, that you've moved through it. Let those feelings of gratitude fill you completely. Now, allow those feelings of gratitude to extend to the inner traits that you have and had at that time that brought you through it. These inner traits may be something like strength and peace and wholeness and love, compassion, and so much more. Identify what you have within you that got you through those difficult times and hold those in gratitude. Many people have gone through 2018 unscathed, by the negative situations. Congratulations if you're one of those. This does not mean that there's not something for you to receive in this process. Go ahead and reflect back over the year. Identify the inner traits that allowed you to rise above and beyond the difficulties that many people dealt with. Whether you had difficulties or not, feel the embrace of gratitude coupling with the inner traits that you just identified. Repeat this process until you have a list of at least 3 empowering inner traits. Write them down. Post them where you can see them. When the negativities of life threaten, look at these traits to allow you to move through the experience. We no longer need to avoid negativity when we can acknowledge our strengths. We can move through and fully experience the situation and rise above it all very quickly and still learn the lessons available without diving into those negative pitfalls. Remember, this reflection stage is simply to discover and acknowledge what we already have within that assists us through negativity and lifts us to the successful manifestation of our desires, our intentions, our goals, and our resolutions. So reflect. Reflect back as often as you can. Start 2 lists. We're going to talk more about these lists in a moment, but have one list that's titled negatives or limiting, and one list that's titled, I'm going to call it renewal. We've already talked some about naming some of the positive traits, those inner traits that you have. Those go on the renewal sheet. All right, now let's move on to the release step. That was reflection. Now we're moving to release. During the reflection step, we may recognize feelings, perceptions, beliefs, and thoughts that do not serve us in our journey of life. Those things that do not serve us go on that negative page that I just told you about. So write those down. Just begin writing them. There may also be some negative thoughts and limiting beliefs that did not show up in the reflection, but are yet still part of your life. Write those down. Just take a moment and consider this. What negative thoughts and limiting beliefs play in your mind? What of them are, what thoughts and beliefs are running kind of on a loop in your mind that you may not even be aware of most of the time? As you identify these, understand they do nothing to support your life journey. They merely cast a shadow over your experience of life and the journeys that you take. Any of these that do not serve any purpose whatsoever except for being an obstacle for you, add them to your list, the negative list, that is. I encourage you to literally write these down. What happens when you write things down, whether you're making a list of negatives or positive, when you take a thought and you put it on paper, it transforms that from a mental abstract image to a physical, tangible thing. It is much easier to deal with something in the physical realm than it is in the mental realm, because there's something tangible there for us to focus on, to touch. When things are in our thoughts, our mental realm, it is sometimes difficult to work with the idea or the thought, because our minds are very creative. We can bounce things around and make it very hard to grasp. So write things down. Move things from your head into the physical realm so that you can more easily deal with it. And I'm going to talk about how to deal with those things later. Consider the list carefully and add anything you can think of, anything you feel, anything you notice that does not serve your highest good, that doesn't serve your wellness, that doesn't serve your happiness. Just write them all down on that sheet of paper that's titled negative. Once you feel you have a complete list, just fold it up, set it aside. We're going to move on in just a moment. I'm going to go ahead and tell you what we're going to do with this sheet so that you can just be prepared. But anyway, so what we're going to do with this sheet, so I'm going to have you just, like I said, fold it up. If you want to, you can wad it up. What we're going to do, so we're going to consider this list very carefully. We're just going to make sure that everything's on there. We're going to, like I said, wad this up, and then we're going to hold it in our hands, and we're going to close our eyes. For the next step, you're going to lift the items on your list into a higher dimension. You can do this either just mentally, or you can actually lift your hands up above your head holding this piece of paper. If you pray, you're going to pray during this step. If not, then just vision this step. Either way, close your eyes and see the page containing your list lifting into a bright white light. See the items on this list being transformed into loving and positive energy. See the greatest good of each item coming to you as empowering resources that will assist you in elevating your life experience. Now, there's going to be some things on there that you just absolutely cannot see any positive transformation. What I want you to do with those items, I want you to see them just turning into vapor and just drifting off into the universe, where they will be transformed into something positive, something useful, something beneficial, something that the universe can use to move all of us forward. Now, I promise you that if you truly connect with this process, you will feel a lightness rise up within you. You've made a choice to release these things, and they truly are gone. Now, they may attempt to come back, but just as you made a choice to let them go, you can choose to not allow them back in. Now, we can move to the renew stage of this process. In your prayer and visualization, I asked you to see the items being transformed into positive and loving energy. If you saw this and can identify the transitioned item, I want you to write this down. Write down what they transitioned into on that new piece of paper that we call our renewal list. For an example, if you were feeling angry about a situation that you experienced, or anger towards a person in a certain situation, the result of the transition may now be that you see love and forgiveness instead. If you were feeling emotional pain over a situation, you may now feel a powerful energy in its place. Maybe that energy is strength. Maybe it's understanding. The universe abhors a vacuum, and that includes our emotional state. The reason it is so important for us to transition these things, to transform them and understand what that transformation is when we release a negative emotion, we must fill that space with something. If we just let it go, it is much easier for that negative emotion to sneak back in. Sure. You know, we're going to feel much better for a while just by releasing that negativity. However, it is easy for us to fall right back to where we were if we do not replace that with something that we desire, something that we want. It is also important to realize that whatever emotion we have towards one situation extends beyond that situation into other areas of our life. This is why it's so vital that we make these transitions. Some examples of that is if you're angry, if you're angry about a situation at work, you're probably carrying that emotion over into your personal life, into your family life, into your friends. It may not be as intense, however, it is there, and even a subtle energy of anger affects all that we do. Other people may be picking up on it as well and wondering what they have done wrong, or wonder, you know, what's causing this or what's going on. If we feel worthless in one area of our life, the feeling of worthlessness may very well extend into our entire perception of life. So, it's moving back to our renewal list. Once we identify the emotion or perception that does not serve us, we must identify the thing we want instead. Spend some time with this. The emotion, perception, feeling that you want may be totally opposite of that which you are releasing. It may also be something that seems to be totally unrelated. Whatever it is, be sure it is something that lifts you emotionally and make it something that empowers your life journey. And then be sure to write it all down on your list. Once you have gone through your release list, your negative list, and identified the new energies and feelings, consider what other energies and emotions or feelings that you want in your life. You know, you may want a feeling of gratitude that didn't show up when you transformed your whole list. So add gratitude to the list of things you want, to the renewal list. What will move you beyond your current situation, no matter how good or bad it may be? What will move you to new levels of experience or expression? What will lift your experience of life? What will empower your life journey? As with all changes, even changes of perception, feelings, and emotions, we must begin something new to replace the old. The energy that we put forth in 2018 brought us certain results. Applying that same energy, that same belief system, that same thought process in 2019 and expecting different results, well, that's just the definition of insanity. We don't want to go there. We have to change. Since we are dealing with something intangible here with our thoughts and our beliefs and our perceptions, we must create new habits of thinking, feeling, and emoting. Again, let's begin creating those new habits through some processes that I'm going to introduce here. Just changing our mind, just knowing that we would rather have love instead of anger, that's going to do you some good. But it's not going to be your answer. It's not going to change the patterns that brought the anger into your life in the first place. So anyway, let's talk about these ways of creating new habits. First, look over the list of things that you're releasing again. Make sure nothing new has come up on that you want to add to it. If so, write it down on the list. What you need to know is that you can make a new list tomorrow or next week or next month or 6 months from now if things start popping up after you complete this process. You can do this process multiple times, and I recommend you do it. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. But anyway, when you feel your list is complete, take the physical piece of paper. Some of you may have already folded it up. Some of you may have already wadded it up. Take that, whatever you have in your hands now, and destroy it, knowing that the meanings and beliefs about those items have already been transformed. You can destroy it by running it through a shredder, just ripping it apart, burn it. That's my favorite, is to burn it and to watch everything go up in smoke. So I kind of feel like I'm releasing it into the universe to transform it into something even bigger and better than what I've already noticed. Whatever it is, just let go of your need to hold on to these items. Let go of your belief that these items serve you in some way. They do not. Release them. Now, hold that renewal list in your hands. Once again, go into a prayer or visioning, whatever it is that you do. And as you close your eyes, see these items lifted up into the purest white light. See these items begin radiating their own light. see the light of these items converge with that pure white light and see a beautiful beam of light and love and peace move these items from wherever they are in your vision into your heart. These illuminated items are within you now and always. They will illuminate your journey of life and transform every situation into an experience that lifts you even further into your truth. No matter how difficult the situation may have been, no matter how much the situation that you soon face may be, these beautiful traits are within you and will help you move through that situation with strength, with empowerment, with light, with love, with compassion, whatever it is that you need to get through it. Quite some time ago, I introduced a tool that I have been using now for more than 25 years, and it has been truly and positively impactful on my life. The tool is Your Beliefs Create Your Reality. Knowing this is true, we must now strengthen our beliefs that the renewal list is truth for us. So before we wrap up for today's talk, let's just talk about how to bring these amazing inner traits more fully into your awareness and beliefs so that you're more able to recall them when times may get tough. And hopefully you'll remember to recall them even in good times. So look over that renewal list, and I want you to highlight the empowering traits that you have listed there that stand out to you. When I look at my list, there are four keywords that stand out to me. I'm just going to go ahead and share them here in whole, strong, trusting, and worthy. These words came from the transformation process that we did earlier, and I did this many, many years ago. So I've carried these with me for quite some time. Whole is the transformation of a feeling of from a feeling of lack that I had at that time throughout my life. Strong came from a feeling of powerlessness that I had in some situations that I was dealing with. Trusting transformed from a feeling of being let down by some people in my life years ago, and it is about trusting me now in my connection with God. Worthy is the transformation of not good enough. So identify three or four words that hold meaning for you. Using these words, create an affirmation that you will look at and read at least 10 times each morning and at least 10 times at night and as many times during the day as you can. Using my words as an example, my affirmation becomes, I am a whole, strong, trusting, and worthy man. So take your words. Begin with I am a, then fill in the blank with your words. The complete affirmation that you create here is absolutely amazing. Be sure to add woman or man at the end of it. So it's going to be, I am a peaceful, strong, worthy woman. I mean, whatever it is, put those words in there, make you an affirmation. Read it aloud 10 times, like I said, in the mornings when you first get up and at night before you go to bed. You may even want to create a beautiful card that has this affirmation on it. It can be as big or small as you want. Just make it something that you enjoy looking at and then post it somewhere that you're going to see it several times throughout the day. Every time you see it, say those words out loud. I am a whole, strong, trusting, and worthy man, woman, whatever those words may be for you. Once you practice this, and I want you to practice it immediately after you write it down, practice it, and then I want you to go to a mirror and I want you to look deep within your own eyes. And I want you to say this to yourself 10 times until you believe it. Just look deeply into your eyes and say it and know that you're speaking from your heart to your heart. Make this happen. Make this work for you. It will serve you beyond all that you could ever imagine. And the last new habit that we'll talk about today is commit to 30 minutes or more each week where you go into stillness and consider the week that you've just lived. Note the negative things that have come up. Did the situation cause you to fall back into old habits? Did you handle the situation with your new empowering traits? This is not a time to judge. It's just a time to open awareness. And from there, you know what you need to do. Just be aware. Are there any traits that need to be transformed? Did you realize some empowering traits that you had not noticed before? There are no right or wrong answers here. Just take time to slow down. Consider how you handled life over the past week. Be gentle with yourself, as it is difficult to change habits in the beginning. And simply acknowledge where you are with all this and choose to shift to what you desire. Reflect, release, renew. Empowering growth is always available when we choose to elevate our expression, perception, and experience of life. Thank you so much for listening in today. This week, I invite you to visit my Spiritual Center's website at www.divineconnect.org. Along with information about our spiritual community, you will find information about the class that I mentioned earlier in the show, making 2019 your best year yet. After seeing the information about the class, you can register through the Contact Us page or just email me directly at kenny@divineconnect.org. If you are anywhere near the North Texas area on January 20th, I encourage you to join us. This class is going to be fun, informative, and it will offer some amazing processes that will assist in reaching any desire you may have. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com, where you will be able to see the services that I offer that may assist you in realizing your own awesomeness. Check out my social media pages for daily affirmations, notices about upcoming events, and more. My newest book, The Relationship Toolbox, is now available on Amazon, so please check that out. As always, thank you to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. And thanks to Mark back in the studio. He does a great job as my producer and for many other shows here at Empower. Until next week and beyond, reflect, release, renew, open awareness, let go, and shift your life to one that serves your greatest good. Love and peace.